I am fan-frickin-tastic. I am so excited for you. You have something amazing coming out on your own record label, Still Records. Guide Me Back Home arrives October 5th. Vinyl arrives November 23rd. Guide Me Back Home is... I'm stoked for you because it's a 3-LP set, but this is a culmination of recordings of your amazing tour that you did across Canada, playing some really great nook and crannies of our country.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was one of the best tours I've ever done. Like, just, emotionally, mentally, all that, because, I came at a time where I just didn't really know what I was doing. I mean, I'd kind of I'd been winding down the touring cycle of If I Should Go Before You, and I had a couple of legs still booked, but hadn't really written any new songs, and I was just sort of like, what am I doing, you know? And leave it up to me to, instead of taking a break, I just booked another tour. But, it was a way for me to try to go see more of the country that I know and that I'm from, and also sort of maybe a way to go and play in these towns where maybe people have driven from to come and see me. I thought maybe it would be a good way to go and see them in there where they live. And it was just a really nice kind of reminder of why I do what I do and why I'm lucky and happy to do what I do. And so when we booked the tour, we thought, well, let's record every show, just see, kind of just maybe just more to document it than anything, right? See what we can come of it. Maybe there'll be like a cool bootleg thing or something. But as the shows went on and as we started kind of listening to what we were recording, we thought, man, these are pretty good. Like they don't sound just like your typical kind of like live album. It just sounds like really beautiful versions of these songs, I guess, in a way. And then that's kind of when it started to paint itself. Like, it was like, oh, if we can try to get as many good versions of these songs from enough of these shows, we can kind of make something real special. How it's not just a live record, not just like live at Massey Hall or something. It's like live across Canada, and not even just across, like, Calgary, Vancouver. It's like live in Wolfville and live in Surrey and live in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, and just something special, something that I'd never done before. And yeah, I'm really proud of how it turned out.
I love all the what you said, just talking there about how you wanted to play places where people may be living to come into a major center to come in and see you. What a cool, who would ever think of that? Because, yeah, you played Courtney, you played Victoria, you played a bunch of shows on Vancouver Island, and the aforementioned Cornerbrook and... the Halifaxes of the world, but like nobody ever plays Surrey.
Yeah. And that was one of the best shows. There was like the second track on the record, which will come out next week. There's a song from that show.
Friends.
And there's like there was a really beautiful moment that happened before the one song that we actually ended up using, which was nice because there's a funny sort of a story that goes on before the song. And then I actually played the song well, so we were able to use that version. So there's a lot of moments like that on the record, like where they just happen to be, like the version of Oh Sister that has been released like that.
Yes.
That was the one and the only time we played that song like that, with Matt Kelly playing Haunting Pedal Steel over. We only did that. I think I only played the song maybe three times on the whole tour. And that was the only time we did it that way. And we just happened to get a great recording of it. So there's like moments like that on it that I feel very, happy about, that we, it's like this one kind of perfect, it's almost like a perfect storm of things that happened to get these versions out. And it's really, I don't know, I'm happy, I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice that you're proud of it. I've listened to the whole record, and I just wanted to go through a couple
sure.
of the songs and just sort of if it stokes any memories for you with Casey's song that you recorded in Banff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that song specifically, like that's why one of the reasons I released that one is the first group, because, the song is obviously quite old, and I just don't play it that much anymore. And I know a lot of people at my shows will scream that one out. And I tell the story before that version where I just kind of, you know, I sort of forgot how to play it, to be completely honest, for a while. It's I wrote it in a weird tuning and I couldn't remember what the tuning was. And I just was like, ah. But then for that tour, it was like, well, let's try and dust this one off and see what we can get, you know. And I think we started playing it. I think we really started playing it well on those two nights in Banff. And so thankfully we have a really good recording of it. But yeah, just like things like that, which, you know, I don't know how, you know, when I go back on the road, I don't know if I'm going to play some of these songs for a long time. So that was another reason to be really excited about having this this document of it. And the versions are different than the album versions, but I think they're really good versions of these songs. And so for people who dig what I do and like, you know, like listening to me sing, come in and see me play, I think this is a really good snapshot.